Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should have told you by now, but I can't find the words.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ron Zimke is our guest. He's the author, co-author of a book called Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Selling. He's written dozens of books on customer service and other issues. He's one of the America's leaders in customer service, and he's our friend. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Pleased
to
be here.
You back. And folks, the last name is spelled Zemke. If you're typing that into the online search engines looking for Ron's book, Ron Zimke, Zemke. Ron, one of the things that that I was talking about earlier before you got here is I believe that customers have two things that they acquire in their lives, two types of categories of things. One is the things that they need, and the other is the things that they want.
Amen.
And the things that they need are pretty perfunctory. They're pretty, you know, automatic, pretty standard. You know, that we need to breathe, we need to eat, we need shelter,
sure.
We need clothes. We need those things. We're not that much different from lower animals in the fact that we need those things. And those things, most of those things are not something that we're going to pay a premium for. We think of those things as commodities in our lives.
You bet.
But the things that we want, see, this is where we're different from other animals. We're sentient. We not only are alive, but we're aware.
Mm-hmm.
And being aware makes us want things.
Right.
And I'm convinced that when people want something beyond what they need, we need food, but we want to dine.
Right.
We need shelter, but we want a nice home. And so I believe that small business owners should occupy the want dimension. Of human beings, not the need dimension. Let the big box companies take care of the need part, and let us take care of the want part, because I believe that people pay a premium for things that they want, not for things that they need.
Oh, you couldn't be more right, Jim. Absolutely. Just think about an airline. Their mission is to get you from point A to point B safely, on time, and with your luggage sometime in the same week.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make for much of a memory. What we're really in the business of making an emotional connection with the customer and creating memories, giving them stories they can talk about or think about after the commercial transaction is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a little slogan that I developed for fine dining restaurants. You know, long after you've forgotten how wonderful our food is, you'll still remember the table in the corner.
Oh, you bet.
And that kind of a memory, they don't even look at the price of the menu when you can build that kind of memory.
Mm-hmm. You bet. You bet. I had one not too long ago. I collect Civil War memorabilia, particularly guns, and I needed something fixed that I didn't know how to fix. So I walked into a handy-dandy gun shop near me, and I thought I was going to be frisked, and I was going to have to show four kinds of ID and birth certificate just to ask a question. You can bet I've never gone back there again compared to the place where I like to go, which is about a 15-mile drive, where they say, hey, what are you doing in here?
Hey, Ron, come on in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And boy, that it's a world of difference. It's that, how comfortable do I feel doing business with you? We don't think about that because we're in the store or in the restaurant every day, but people who come in the door are not automatically comfortable. We have to make them comfortable, and we have to make a sense of place for them. And a place, there's an old sociological concept called third place. There's your work. There's your home. And then there's something called the third place, the place where you can go to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing that made the old TV show Cheers resonate
right.
for people.
Exactly.
It was that third place.
They even sang it in the song.
You bet.
Yeah.
And I think a small business person who can create a sense of third place around their operations is just going to be a winner every time.
You know, when I started when I moved my consulting business years ago downtown, I moved it into an old house, antique house.
Mm-hmm.
And we furnished it, you know, very comfortably, very warmly. And it was amazing how my business grew, because my clients, who are all business owners, sometimes they would just show up and they say, "Can I just sit over here in the corner? Don't tell anybody I'm here." They just liked being there, and of course, it was a refuge. It was a sanctum sanctorum for them. But that was what they wanted.
Uh-huh.
And so, isn't it insanity for a small business to try to replicate what the big boxes are doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that absolute insanity?
Absolutely.
Isn't that an automatic one-way ticket to failure?
Yeah, it really is. If you're trying to compete with Lowe's or Home Depot on their footing, you're in trouble.
And the thing is, it's not that they don't have a place. They certainly have a place because they do fill a lot of needs that frankly we can't fill. They provide products out of, and many of them which we can't even make available. In fact, you know, it's funny, I go in big box companies and sometimes I see people that I know own little competitors of that company, but they're in there buying stuff that they actually don't sell themselves.
Sure.
But there's an industry that I know of that's heavily served by big box companies, and I found out a statistic that I thought was fascinating. I was told by one of the big box companies that if you combine the entire sales volume of all their big box companies in that industry together, it would still only be 25% of the total market opportunity.
Mm.
So there's 75% left for somebody, still in play, for somebody, including small business owners.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you talk to the small business owners, they act like, you know, they're about to go out of business because of these people. And I know that their business is being impacted, but the key is it's not that you're not going to be impacted. The key is what are you going to do about it? How are you going to modify and let those people have the need, and you take the want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a phrase that I like. When somebody says, "My mechanic said,"
mm-hmm.
usually they're not talking about a big business.
Right.
They're talking about a small business where they get personalized treatment.
Right.
And people know them by name, by car, by what they need, what
their level of expertise is, and how they've got to plug in with them to help them. Well said, Ron. Stand by. Ron Zimke, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service. 20 after. We'll be right back.
I don't feel so good.
We're back. 23 after. Ron Zimke is our guest. The book is called Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Selling. And Ron, give us your website, please.
I'm sorry?
Give us your website.
Oh, it's www.socksoff, one word, SOCKSOFF.
You can remember that, folks.
Yeah.
And they can find out more about your books there.
Sure can.
Now, the new book's coming out in April. Tell us the name of it.
Yeah, it's called Service Magic. And it's about the kind of what we've been talking about, really, managing the whole customer experience. We did research, Chip Bell and I did research for about 2.5 years looking at what it is that businesses that have really loyal customers do differently. And we found out, we said they manage three things. They manage the place where they do business, so that's memorable. They manage the process or the way their policies and procedures and things, so they're customer friendly. And they manage what we call performance. And the performance is really just a way of saying that you're always on stage with your customers and you're always doing a performance. It's not, mm-hmm. not like we're all necessarily actors and actresses, though in some ways that's true.
Well, there's no question about it, yeah. And the name of the book again?
Service Magic.
Okay, and you're going to launch that on this show next month, aren't you?
Sure are.
All right,
sure,
that's exciting. Tell us a little more about this, about the concept.
Sure. The place where we do business can be, we were just talking a minute ago about big boxes versus mom and pop hardware, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You can brand or you can make unique the place where you do business. For instance, if I said to you, Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, man, it brings up a whole image.
That's right.
You can do that on any small business. For
mm-hmm.
instance, if you're in the restaurant business, you wouldn't call your place just restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably call it something like the Bluegill Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then, what does that bring to mind? It's a fishing motif.
Right.
And what you can do that most of the big stamp them outs can't do is you can really give that a fishing theme, and you can do things like put up, for instance, you can put up pictures of local fishermen and fishing spots and
right.
great catches. And what you do is you build a story.
Mm-hmm.
Around your business.
It's theater, isn't it?
Sure it is. Sure it is. It's exactly like dressing a theater,
mm-hmm.
making it a place that stands out. You can even do it with a dental practice. Nobody wants to go to the dentist necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but one of the profiles we did in the book is something called Wyzetta Dental, where you feel more like you're in a classy hotel or private club when you go to this dental office.
I know of a dentist whose little tagline, his little elevator speech is this, and this is how he brands himself: the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. And that's how, you know, that's how he tells people a lot about himself when he
sure.
says that.
Sure.
He tells people that, you know, he's obviously a professional, but he's also, you know, capable of having a little fun.
Sure, and you want your place of business to tell a story for you. The second one, the process is, you know, we get so wedded to our policies and procedures that they make so much sense to us, we don't think about the goods and bads they create in the customer's mind.
The rigidity that turns customers off sometimes.
You betcha. You betcha. And we think, well, this is the way you should do business because you've been doing it that way for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put a little signature in there. For instance, there's a hotel in Chicago called the Monaco Hotel. When you check in, you do the same thing you do in every hotel. You know, you sign this, you sign that. You say, you chat a little bit about the kind of room you want. But at the end of the check-in process, the desk person will say, Mr. Zemke, this is a, Mr. Blasingham, this is a pet-friendly hotel. Did you happen to bring a pet with you today?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody does,
mm-hmm.
or very few do. I say, well, sir, we can provide you a pet if you'd like one to be a companion to you during your stay. We would love to have housekeeping deliver a goldfish to your room. The only thing we ask of you is that you give it a name, and we'll take care of all the rest.
Yeah, don't flush it.
Don't flush it. Yeah. And you always remember, oh, yeah, Monaco, the place with the the fish.
There's a hotel, a historic hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, called the Peabody.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows the Peabody for the ducks.
You betcha, the duck parade.
They have ducks twice a day. Ducks come down from the roof. Or once a day, ducks come down from the roof and parade, literally. All the traffic's held up while the ducks walk across a little from the elevator over to a little fountain, and they play all day, and then at 5 o'clock in the evening, they go back. And so everybody, even if they don't stay at the hotel, everybody wants to come see the ducks.
Yeah. Well,
so those are the kinds of things. And see, I have a friend named Peter Meyer, one of our Brain Trust members, mm-hmm. who's written a book called Creating and Dominating New Markets. And he's convinced, and I'm convinced along with him, that small business owners can dominate a market.
Oh, you bet.
In the face of all the big box companies.
Sure. Sure, because you become the widely known secret in your marketplace.
Yeah, and how much do you actually need to dominate? I mean, think about that. You don't have to do $30 million a year. Most of us don't to be successful.
No.
Just make sure you get your part of it. Ron, this has been a lot of fun. It's always fun to have you on the show. Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service is the name of the book, folks. It's available wherever books are sold. Ron Zimke's book website is socksoff.com. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure,
and I enjoy it. We'll see you next month when we launch your new book.
Take care.
29 After. Take a quick break. Right back with Sandra Poole-Christo, president of GlobalScape. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
The
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.